Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be speaking with you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is vitamin B12, a unique and even somewhat controversial vitamin these days. This is the one vitamin you can only get from animal food. Or at least this is what the majority of nutritionists would say. B12 was discovered back in the 1930s, when it was found pernicious anemia could be cured by eating large amounts of raw liver. Then in 1948, the B12 molecule, cobalamin, which is built around cobalt, was finally isolated. The symptoms of B12 deficiency, besides the fatigue common to the much more prevalent iron deficiency type of anemia, are focused on the nervous system and include confusion, depression, and peripheral neuropathy, which is symptoms of pain or other sensation problems. The first of the confounding issues with this vitamin is that the majority of people will never have a problem with B12, because the reasoning goes, you only need 3 micrograms, or 3 millionths of a gram per day, on average, to avoid pernicious anemia. Yet many, if not most people of the world, don't get this much even. While some foods like beef, tuna, and yogurt will give you these 3 micrograms with 2 modest servings, cheddar cheese, milk, and chicken won't. This would mean almost the entire populations of less affluent countries should be stricken with pernicious anemia. There are also a growing number of people in Western countries who, realizing the correlation of illness with an over-rich diet, have decided to cut back deliberately on animal-based proteins like beef, which has the highest amount of B12. It would seem there might need to be some rethinking and further study regarding vitamin B12. It does turn out many seafood products, especially shellfish, are very much loaded with B12, more than red meat. If in doubt, and you're a vegetarian, you can always take a B12 supplement. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.